Rise in support of Senate Resolution 303, naming St. David's Day, March 1st, the feast day commemorating the death of the patron saint of Wales in 589. We celebrate it because of the cultural and economic influence of individuals of Welsh heritage that has been present from earlier colonial days through today. If William Penn had his way, probably our Keystone State might be known as New Wales, in appreciation of his heritage. The king held on to the naming rights and chose Pennsylvania to honor Penn's father. For a time, the Welsh, many of them Quakers, were our largest immigrant group. My ancestors, the Buckmans, were passengers with Penn on the Welcome, one of the 23 ships in his scattered fleet. In fact, William Buckman and his family survived the smallpox outbreak on the ship and went on to live in Lower Bucks County and build a new America. He was a carpenter. They came here to worship freely and work industriously. And as author Matthew Magda describes their distinction, quote, "The Welsh were especially influential from 1682 to 1730 in shaping the political, economic, and social development of the colony. Many Welsh immigrants, gentry, and farmers, workers in the mines and the mills, were driven by hardship at home and lured here by the wages they could hope to earn. Their economic impact was significant. A tract of land west of Philadelphia was known as Welsh Barony. A railroad was built, and it was called Main Line. So communities around there reflect this heritage. Names like Ballachinwood, Bryn Mawr, Radnor, Gladwin, Gwynedd, Oaklyn, and St. David's. Today, Pennsylvania has more persons of Welsh ancestry than any other state. There are strong Welsh heritage communities in the anthracite areas of the Northeast, parts of Pittsburgh, and in Cambria County. And to properly celebrate, the Welsh wear daffodils and leeks, they eat crawl, which is a stew of bacon, lamb, and cabbage, and Welsh rarebit, and they have cheesecake, carfilly, crumble. In observing St. David's, we're reminded of the wonderful ethnic and cultural and religious diversity that was here in Pennsylvania from the start. We can be proud that the diversity strengthened and enriched our Commonwealth, and so today I ask all of my colleagues to observe March 1 as St. David's Day, recognizing our Welsh heritage here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.